It was June of 1881, and British troops were advancing on the home of future President Thomas Jefferson. In fact, they were under a mile away. The story of Jefferson's escape from certain capture is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
On the evening of June 3, 1881, 26-year-old Jack Jewett, who lived near Charlottesville, Virginia, noticed a small and fast-moving group of British soldiers moving toward town. He quickly realized these men under Tarleton were headed to capture Thomas Jefferson and other members of the state legislature. He took his horse and rode on back roads to get ahead of them and warn those in their path.
Between the time that Jack warned Jefferson and the legislature that the British were coming, they had about 3 hours to get ready. And they made good use of it. Jefferson hid a great many state papers and family valuables under the porch at Monticello, didn't leave until an off-duty Continental soldier came galloping up and said, "Governor, you gotta go. The British are coming up the hill."
Janice Clark shares the story of Jack Jewett from his former home just outside Lexington, Kentucky. Jefferson rode his horse over the mountains to escape. The British turned their attention toward other legislators in Charlottesville.
Many of them were staying at Jack's father's tavern, the Swan, in Charlottesville. But because of the warning, they were able to convene at the courthouse. They voted to back up again, go over the crest of the Blue Ridge Mountains to Stanton, Virginia, and they adjourned just as Tarleton's men rode into town.
Only 7 legislators were captured. None were the big names the British were after. Jack Jewett's ride not only saved the lives of the new country's leaders, but much more.
Yes, and perhaps saving the whole revolution, because if he had not done what he did, it's very possible the British would not have been at Yorktown 4 months later to have been bottled up by the French fleet and the Continental Army under George Washington.
Jewett's ride was probably longer, more dangerous, and more productive than that of Paul Revere. So why haven't you heard of his ride? That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.